Vectis Radio 104.6 FM and online. I'm Kevin. I'm with you every Wednesday from 4 till 6, it being tea time and all. And my special guest, Ben Curtis Horsfall, is in the studio with me. Did I get that right?
You did. You just call me Benny.
Really?
Just call me Benny.
Benny. Right, before I talk to you, Benny, I've just got some really important stuff to talk about first. I don't want you to be offended.
I'm deeply offended, but please carry on.
We've just had a word from Island Roads, so you can see how important this
is. It's very important.
Yeah, Fairley Road, there's an emergency closure from 6:30 tonight on the section of Fairley Road nearest to Newport Town Centre. The various road names and road junctions, but it probably won't mean very much unless you've got a map in front of you. But basically, the bottom end of Fairley Road, nearest to Newport, is going to be closed from about 6:30 and diversions will be in force. So look out for that. And I do apologise, Benny.
That's quite all right.
Let's get back on track. Okay, so Benny and I know each other, and I know you mainly because we used to do acting on the stage together, didn't we? But now, you are an island filmmaker. So what I want to know is, why have you made that transition from stage to film? What's the attraction of it?
I think in the... The most pithy answer I can give is that I've always wanted to make films. It's something that I was always really wanted to do, and it just gives you an opportunity to create your own stuff and have complete kind of authorial control over it.
Yeah. So are you writing screenplaying, isn't it? Do you write out the film, and do you shoot it as well? Or are you doing everything yourself?
I do as much as kind of necessary at the moment. So I do tend to write a lot of the stuff, but then at the moment, not a lot of my stuff has dialogue. So something I've got to get good at. But I at the moment I kind of do a lot of the process, but okay. That's not to say that I'm very interested for submissions and things like that as well. If anyone's got anything that they just have to see as a film, okay, then it's always. Yeah.
Can you explain what it is about film then that has grabbed you and made you want to move into making films?
Oh, it's film, isn't it? I mean, It's all encompassing. I mean, it's the moving picture and story. You can evoke so many emotions that way, and you can capture people kind of from wherever. I suppose not to sort of knock theatre, but I think there's a sort of connotation around theatre, isn't it? You have to be a theatre person to go to the theatre, which is utter nonsense.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And so with a film, people can watch it on their phone, on the television, they can watch it kind of, wherever, so you can try and reach more people with the story.
But it sounds, I love film as well, I love theatre too, and I know you do as well, but it feels as though making film would be much harder, because at least in theatre, assuming that you've learned your lines, basically you are just going straight through the story without interruption. With film, presumably it's very, very stop start, isn't it?
Yes.
I think you said before we came on air, it's like 1 hour to shoot 1 minute.
Yeah, well, they're thereabouts. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing as well, is let's put it politely, I'm very meticulous. So the stop-start nature really, really helps, because it means that for every single shot you can kind of break it down. It's like, this is exactly where this needs to be, this is exactly where that needs to be, you know what you're going to do, and, kind of get... kind of get more control over it, I suppose.
Yeah, and when you... So I'm probably going to ask impossible questions to answer, but when you start making the film, do you know what it's going to look like, or do you adapt as you go along?
I think it's a little of column A and a little of column B, really. I mean, the first thing that always comes in, it has to be a strong, evocative idea. There has to be something there that really, really grabs me. And I'll definitely get images. I storyboard all of my stuff as well, so so I can show other people that are working on it what I'm intending to do. But then at the stage that I'm at, it's also, we might want to have it on a battleship with a Spitfire flying over the top, but that just might not be possible. So, So I think it's a kind of, you know, one of one and one of the other, really.
Okay. And can you tell us about maybe some of the influences on you? I want to talk about some of the stuff that you're doing at the moment, obviously, but what film or maybe filmmaker influences you? Do you look up to someone and say that's the sort of standard I aspire to?
Yeah. I mean, I think to a certain degree, I think everybody that does it, really. I mean, I do obviously have my heroes, but I think like everybody that does it, because when you start doing it and you realise how complicated it is to get what's in your head over to the screen and try and convey that. I've got, you know, I'm incredibly inspired by anybody that can do that. But I mean, my heroes are David Fincher, you know, Fight Club, Seven, Gone Girl, because he's incredibly meticulous and he always has morally ambiguous characters, which is something I really like. And they always look, they're impeccably shot. They look, you know, they're beautiful. But I mean, there's lots of people. excuse me. There's the list would just go on forever. Yeah. You know. Okay.
But you talked about the process being complicated. What is it that makes it so complicated? Is it because it's the images that are telling the story, and that you have to? I suppose if you have an image that's like panoramic, like a landscape, versus one that's really close up, is that the sort of complexity where you're having to make judgments all the time and say, do I zoom in on this thing or zoom out? At what stage do we show everyone together?
Yeah. And I mean, I tend to try and make it, well, you have to make all those decisions before we even cast it, really. You know,
can I just ask you about that? But how do you do that then? Is that the storyboard?
Yeah, so what I'll do is, once I've got the idea, then write the story out, and then once the story is kind of at a stage where it's ready to start moving, then I'll storyboard it, sort of each individual shot, so that by the time we get everyone together and we film it, we can always refer to the storyboards. We can always show them the storyboards and say, now this is what this is supposed to look like, and this is why this is going to look like this, and this moves on to this. And
all right, so for you, coming up with all these great ideas for films, how long does that part of the process take you to get from, oh wow, this is, I've got one of the, I've got to make this film, to starting to film?
I don't know. It's I'll have that idea. There'll be something that just really piques my interest, and then I'll just obsess about that for a week or so, and then try and work it into a story. And what is the story about? What story? But the process, but that's all the invention, and that's all the most exciting part. And then it starts to become complicated when you then have to try and, you know, make that invention work.
Yeah.
Work as a story.
And presumably you need lots of people around you to do different things as well.
Yes, yeah.
So which is a way of Ask Production Company, Seven Horses Films?
Yeah.
Okay, so why Seven Horses first?
I'll be honest. I was in a band years ago with some friends, and I'd never really taken part much in the songwriting process, and then I had written a song, which was called Seven Horses, and it was for me, it was the best thing that I'd ever done up until that point.
All
and
right.
And I wanted to continue that feeling. I always wanted to make sure that everything that I did gave me that same feeling, that like, this is the best thing I've ever done. So to use that.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I
could say something, you know, like poserish, if you like. There are seven types of stories.
No, that's lovely. I really like that. That's brilliant. to be the best you can be is fantastic. And so the other question was about the people you need around you to help you be the best. You've had to find people on the Isle of Wight. So how many are part of this with you?
It depends, like project to project, really. I mean, sometimes I shot something last Monday, which was just myself and an actor. So that's two people on the day.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be, my chief collaborator is Luke Johnson, who's a musician, composer. He does, he's just a wizard with sound. So he's kind of my chief collaborator with that. Okay. In fact, a lot of the ideas that I'll have, we tend to work on them together, and he's very good at just sort of bringing me back down to earth sometimes. You know.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about one film because I happen to have seen it. It's called Riverbank.
Yeah.
Can't give anything away, but it was, you'll be glad to know, I thought it was actually beautifully shot.
Well, that's down to another one of my collaborators.
Oh, it's not down to you.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I went to the location and I took pictures and I storyboarded it and I made sure that it was almost like a comic, really.
Yeah.
But the photography is down to Tobias Penner, who's he's a fantastic, and again, a fantastic collaborator.
Yeah.
He's got a really good eye for this kind of stuff, and he's always up for it. He's always game for it.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic story. I'm desperate to tell people, but I can't. It's quite a short film.
Yes,
but that's we're probably going to have to stop quite soon. But that's the other thing that I wanted to ask you about before we sort of sum it all up, and I allow you to get a word in. There's this thing about how long should a film be? I mean, how on earth do you make a decision? Because Riverbank could have been much longer, couldn't it? What governs your decision about how long a film is?
I think
just fascinated by that.
I mean, I think it's. I think a lot of the time it comes down to what story is being told, how much is happening within that story, and how long do you need to be able to make that story effective. And in the case of Riverbank, I think it's kind of the perfect length, because it needs to kind of feel like it's methodical and it's quite slow, but at the same time you don't want it to be too slow, because then you lose the pace of it. But I think it's one of those things. It's just sort of judge each project, really, and decide how long it should be.
But I really enjoyed it. So
well, thank you.
Fantastic. So, final question, I think, although we could talk forever, I've got to be honest, because I love this subject, is about you saying that you do collaborate with people, but you'd like to maybe extend that?
Yeah, always. I've got some fantastic collaborators. I mean, like I said, I've got Luke Johnson, I've got Tobias Penner, I've got Adam Gattrell, who he's a poet by trade. He was actually the author of the poem that inspired Riverbank. But he has always been on hand to help with sound, to help with props, to essentially help with anything. You know, he's always a great collaborator. And of course, my current actor, my weapon of choice, Daniel Trevena.
Yeah,
poor guy. We really put him through the ringer, but he wants to be an actor. So,
So are you looking for more people to get on board? Or?
Yeah, always looking for, and it doesn't necessarily have to just be, I mean, you know, always looking for new actors, new writers, but at the same time, you know, if you design costumes, or you're good at makeup, you're an electrician, you're good with lights, whatever it is, you know, please contact me at sevenhorsesfilms.uk, because I'd love to hear from you. The more the merrier, really. The more that you can sort of build a community around this and get more people involved.
Yeah, okay, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, Benny.
Thank you for having me.
No, that's all right. We're so polite, aren't we? Yeah. Well, we've got to go now. We've got George Ezra's waiting. You heard of him?
I have, yeah.
Maybe you should collaborate with him.
No.
I like it. Okay, Ben Curtis, Horsefall or Seven Horses Films. Thanks again, Benny.
Thank you.